You're now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
We are now in the NASCAR postseason, meaning there's only 10 races left to crown a Cup Series champion. We'll first be starting off at Darlington Raceway, one of the most exciting tracks on the schedule. Four drivers will be eliminated by round number one. Who will those be? We will talk about our fantasy picks, as well as some news this week, that and more in today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. Yep, we have finally hit the playoffs here, a 10-week stretch to determine who will be the champion. And there are some surprising names that made it in, and there were some surprising names that missed out on the postseason. Some of those names include that missed it were Chase Elliott, the 2020 champion, Alex Bowman after a great start to the season, Daniel Suarez, a driver who got a victory last year that made his way into the championship, AJ Allmendinger, someone who a lot of people believe was going to make it in via a win at a road course, Ty Gibbs, the top performing rookie, and three out of the four Stewart Haas Racing drivers were not able to make it in. This includes Chase Briscoe, Ryan Priest, and Eric Almirola. So definitely some big names that missed out, but there's also some shocking names that made their way in. RFK Racing last year did not have a single driver make it into the playoffs. Now both of them make it in, with Chris Buescher having three victories, including the most recent race at Daytona International Speedway. He was able to win it with his teammate and slash owner Brad Keselowski finishing second. So that was a surprising two to make it in. Another one that was quite surprising was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Of course, we knew he was going to make it in the first race of the season, as he was able to win the Daytona 500. You also have drivers like Bubba Wallace and Martin Truex Jr. from the Toyota camp who missed out last year, who were able to make their way in this year. Martin Truex Jr. has had multiple victories, and he was able to win the regular season championship. So, Big turnaround from last year. And Bubba Wallace was able to make it in via points, able to beat out the drivers that we just mentioned beforehand. He just had himself a really strong second half to the regular season. And then might as well just talk about every other driver who was able to make their way in. William Byron with the most victories with five. He's in the playoffs, followed by Denny Hamlin with two. Kyle Busch has three victories. Kyle Larson has two victories. Christopher Bell with a victory. Ross Chastain with a victory. Tyler Reddick with a victory. And then Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney also have wins, and probably one of the most shocking ones to get a victory, even more shocking than Ricky Stenhouse Jr., was Michael McDowell, able to get the win at the Indianapolis Road Course. So a pretty stacked group, if you ask me. I mean, there's a lot of diversity here. It's not just one team just dominating it. The team that has the most drivers in is Joe Gibbs Racing. I think they are considered probably the most competitive, but even then, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell, they're not all the strongest drivers. You can argue that Martin Truex Jr. is one of the favorites, and Denny Hamlin could make it into the championship four, but there's really no team that is head and shoulders above everyone else. So this will be a lot of fun. As far as predictions go on which drivers will be eliminated here in the first round, my four drivers that I believe will get eliminated will be Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Michael McDowell, Bubba Wallace, and Ryan Blaney is who I'm picking to be eliminated after three races. These three drivers, yes, they have been able to show a lot of consistency, but Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Michael McDowell, their teams are still very small. I don't think they're going to be able to compete against these top dogs. It's great that they were able to make it into the playoffs, and I feel like this is the best that either of these teams have been ever in their careers. But with that being said, it's a whole different level here in the postseason, and they're not quite at that level. Maybe one day we'll see Front Row Motorsports hit that level. Maybe Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will be able to have some shining moments like he did down the Xfinity Series, but that was plenty of years ago, so I don't see that happening. Bubba Wallace was able to make it in via points. Unless he's able to get the victory at Kansas, I don't really see him progress past this round, just for the simple fact that Darlington and Bristol are not, in history, his best tracks. So it's going to be really hard for him. But if he's able to get that win at Kansas like he was able to do last year, then my goodness, he's going to make it into the round of 12, obviously, lock himself in. But if he's not able to, more than likely, he will miss out of the round of 12. And the last one being Ryan Blaney, with his lone victory being at the Coca-Cola 600. Look, Ryan Blaney and Team Penske as a whole have just not been at the same level as we've seen in the past. Ryan Blaney has been known as that driver who can do really good at the beginning of the season, and that really was not the case. He was a little bit off, same with his teammate Joey Logano. In fact, last year's champion, a lot of people are writing him off being eliminated in the first round. That's how much of a step down that they have been this year. So I would not be surprised if someone like Ryan Blaney misses it out just in the round of 16. It's more than likely going to happen for at least one of these drivers. But if I had to pick one, I will say Ryan Blaney. So these first three races will be at Darlington Raceway as well as Kansas Motor Speedway. And then it will end at Bristol Motor Speedway in what hopes to be one of the most exciting races of the season. Before we dive into our fantasy picks, there are a bit of news to talk about in NASCAR's top three divisions. Let's first start off with the Truck Series, as there was quite a bit of controversy that happened regarding the number 98 team of Ty Majeski, as before the race at the Milwaukee Mile, one of their tires were confiscated, as well as one of their crew chiefs, their only crew chief, Joe Shear, he was ejected. Well, it turns out they're going to be fined $25,000, as well as having the crew chief Joe Shear be suspended from the next four NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Point Championship events through Homestead. So we'll see if Ty Majeski can make it into the final four without his crew chief. But not only that, the team and driver have been assessed with a loss of 75 points and 5 NASCAR playoff points. I do believe they're still locked in to make it into the round of 8, but they're going to be starting with a bit of a disadvantage now. So that's going to be quite interesting to see what happens here in the coming weeks for this team. I don't know if they're going to drop down in performance, but obviously when you don't have your crew chief up on the pit box, it does affect a team. How much is it going to affect the number 98 team and Thor Sports Motorsports? That's something we're going to have to see. There was also a penalty given to Kyle Busch Motorsports in the number 51 team, as the team and driver have lost 10 points for triangular filler panels. Now, many people may be a little confused on why this means anything. I mean, they're not in the playoffs. This is a truck that has multiple drivers run throughout the season, but they are in the championship running for the Owners' Cup. So 10 points, that's actually quite a bit. I've got to double check to make sure where that puts them at. But one bad mistake here in this coming race at Kansas Speedway can knock themselves out of advancing into the next round. Right now, I do believe, let's see here, where are they located? They're located 10th in points. So yeah, they are in a bad spot, even behind the number 25 team, who is struggling the most. They got to make up 21 points at Kansas, and I don't really know if they're going to be able to do it. We shall see, but that was a huge penalty down here in the Truck Series. There wasn't really that much other news since they have the week off this weekend. So with that being said, let's move on over into the Xfinity Series, and we'll talk about Junior Motorsports, as they have signed a deal with a driver to run their machine in the 2024 season. It will be Brandon Jones making a return in the number 9 car. Now, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people expecting Brandon Jones not to make a return here to the number 9 machine, and I really don't blame him for thinking that, because let's be honest, it was a really, really rough season so far. Imagine being on the 9 team last year and getting all those victories, including 5 in a row, to this year, where they're more than likely not going to make it into the playoffs. They're in a must-win situation, and I really don't see Brandon Jones pulling off the victory at this point. It has definitely been a fall from grace for this team, but they have faith in Brandon Jones, a regular here in the Xfinity Series for the past few years, so hopefully they're able to get some consistency going now that we know that Brandon Jones will be returning. Who knows? Maybe it will help him out. We have seen in the past when drivers and teams are able to sign a contract, the next few races, they tend to just pick it up to another level. So if you're worried about the number 9 machine for Junior Motorsports, don't be, because Brandon Jones will be returning to that team in 2024. And if you're wondering if there's any Cup drivers running here in this Xfinity Series race at Darlington, there are actually quite a few, as it looks like the drivers who are going to be running in this event will be Kyle Larson, who will be piloting the number 17 machine for Hendrick Motorsports. You also have Ross Chastain running the number 91 machine for DGM Racing. Followed by that, you will have Kyle Busch in the number 10 for Colic Racing. And I thought that Denny Hamlin was going to be running the number 19 machine. As right now, it does say Trevor Bayne, but I do believe somewhere I saw that he will be driving that number 19 machine. So not too sure about Denny Hamlin, but the other three drivers, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, they are confirmed to be running in that Xfinity Series race, which will be one of the last races that they are going to be able to compete in, since, of course, the Xfinity Series are not done with their regular season. Some Truck Series drivers who will be running in this race as well will be Raja Carruth in the number 45 for Alpha Prime Racing, Timmy Hill in the number 66 for Motorsports Business Management. Then you'll have Matt Mills driving the number 53 machine for Emerlyn Gase Motorsports, and then Corey Heim in the number 24 for Sam Hunt Racing. 39 cars on the entry list, meaning one will miss out on the main event that will be this Saturday, which is going to be at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, where the green flag will fly, and it will be hosted on the USA Network. In the Cup Series right now, there's not too much to report as far as big announcements, as a lot of people have been wondering about two cars, Denny Hamlin with his number 11 and the number 16 machine, as there's been speculations that Denny Hamlin could leave Joe Gibbs Racing, and AJ Allmendinger might be going back down to the Xfinity Series. Well, I got some unfortunate news. We really don't have any updates for either of these cars. Denny Hamlin's made it clear that he wants to return back to Denny Hamlin Motorsports. Joe Gibbs Racing, as in an interview, he said he wanted to stay 100%, and he's not really looking at any other teams at this time. And if he is, he's really keeping it a secret. But hopefully Denny Hamlin is able to return back to that number 11 car, because I feel like he just fits really well in that spot. I don't want to really see him go over to 2311, because that means there's going to be another charter given up. And by his answers, it sounds like they're nowhere close to considering going for a charter, because his statement was, if apocalypse comes, yeah. When I don't think they're in an apocalypse situation. So as right now, there's nothing really to report for that number 11 machine. Meanwhile, with the number 16 machine, rumors are that either Ty Dillon or Daniel Hemric could replace AJ Allmendinger at Colic Racing, as Justin Haley has already made the announcement that he's going to leave the team and move to Rick Ware Racing next season. Now people are wondering, well, who's going to be driving the number 16 machine? A lot of people speculated Austin Hill. Well, Austin Hill made the announcement he's going to stay with RCR in the Xfinity Series, so a lot of people whispering around, or they're mentioning Daniel Hemric or Ty Dillon. I don't like the idea of Ty Dillon. I think Ty Dillon's been given way too many opportunities, and I feel like that's just going to be a waste of a spot. Daniel Hemric could be okay. I remember when he was driving for RCR, he didn't really do anything spectacular, but he's made kind of a good relationship on over with Colic Racing down the Xfinity Series, but he still hasn't really gotten any victories or really made too much noise down there, so as of right now, I really don't see anybody who's really a prime candidate to take over for AJ Allmendinger. So those are the names that are rumored right now. But at the same time, I would not be surprised if AJ decides to return back in that number 16 machine, because I mean, he had himself a pretty decent run. I'm pretty sure he wanted to do a little bit better, but still, it was still a good run for this team who's kind of struggled with their first couple of years in the Cup Series. He, at one point, was a big talk, and I think he was even in the playoffs at one point above the cutoff line. It just didn't work out here near the end, so we shall see what will happen, but there are still speculations circulating around the number 16 machine, and nothing has been confirmed yet. Other than that, just really some pit crew changes, as Christopher Bell and Ty Gibbs will switch pit crews, as Ty Gibbs' team has been a little faster than Christopher Bell's, as well as been making less mistakes. And then it looks like there will be also crew chief changes for Austin Cindric and Harrison Burton, as neither of those two drivers were able to make it into the playoffs, so they're just trying to experiment, see what will help out both drivers. And the biggest story was Ryan Preece. As you guys are well aware, he had himself a horrifying incident over at Daytona International Speedway, where his car flipped 10 times, more times than I've ever seen in the last like 10, maybe even 25 years. I really can't think of another time where a car has flipped 10 different times. But there's been updates. He's been released from the hospital literally the day after the race, and he's also been cleared to race. So there's no fears. Ryan Preece will be in the number 41 car this weekend. It was a scary incident, but as far as what I've seen across the web, he doesn't have any reported injuries, and he should be running just fine in this event. So overall, mostly good news, or there really isn't any tragic news this week. The only one that was a bit of bad news was for the number 98 team, but if they were cheating, they were cheating. I mean, there's no other way to put it. But with that being said, why don't we look into our first race in the playoffs, our fantasy picks, as everything has been reset. Now, every single driver, you have five picks once again, so it's time to get aggressive. It's time to see if you're going to be able to win the championship. This is what's going to separate the people who have been running decently to the people who are truly the best. So we got to be really smart with our fantasy picks here this weekend. And what a better way to start than here at Darlington, one of the more wackier races of the schedule. Just because it's good racing, the track is super unique. You don't know who's going to win the event, so I'm super excited. So without further ado, here is our fantasy picks for here at Darlington Raceway for the Crown Royal Presents Darlington Labor Day Weekend. Alrighty guys, six drivers will be on your fantasy lineup. Five will count towards your final score, as you will have one in the garage area that you can switch out to the end of stage number two. Once stage two ends, then your roster is locked up. You'll also have four featured matchups. If you get each of these matchups correctly, you'll get an additional 10 points for each one you get correct. Stage points do not matter. It just matters who finishes higher than the other. As far as this race goes, there's been three different winners in the last three races. The most recent winner has been William Byron in the number 24 machine. And last year, the fall winner was the number 43 of Eric Jones and the number 22 of Joey Logano. So who will be our top picks here for this weekend? We will first start off with manufacturers, and then we'll add two more. I think the top Toyota as of right now has to be Martin Truex Jr. This is a really good racetrack for him, and he's one of the clear favorites. And there's a good reason why. He won the regular season championship. He's been having so much momentum there. I can't remember a single time here after the month of April where he has struggled in multiple races in a row. And if we look back at his past few runs here at Darlington, yes, there's a few rough finishes, but his average running position has been 5th, 8th, 6th. And there was one race where he was in the first spot almost the entire race, led a 248 laps. Now, that was back in 2021. This is all around a great racetrack for him. He has led laps in 8 of the last events here. So, I mean, just all around, just super consistent. The biggest question is, can he finish the race? That's something you're really going to have to consider. But from what we've seen in the past, at the very least, he's going to be running up front. So, if you think he can stay out of trouble, it's going to be a good weekend for Martin Truex Jr. So, Martin Truex Jr., in my opinion, is a top pick for a lot of fantasy rosters. For the top pick for the Chevrolet camp, you got to give it to William Byron. William Byron, a lot of people were afraid that he was going to slow down during the summer, and he kind of did, but really it hasn't been that bad. I mean, he was still able to get that victory at Watkins Glen, and one track he's always been super consistent at in the last couple of years has been Darlington. I mean, he got that victory, sure, but the year before he was even stronger at this racetrack, where he led 50 laps in the fall race and 24 laps in the spring race. Average running position, 6th and 5th. Just really, really good performances. And the difference between him and Martin Truex Jr. is he is able to finish near the front. Now, like I said, it's still worrisome to rely on Martin Truex Jr., so I kind of understand maybe you want to put him in, maybe you don't. But there's no mistaking William Byron. William Byron should have himself a great run here. I would not be surprised if the driver goes back to back. And then for the Ford camp, why don't we give it to the number 6 of Brad Keselowski? Brad Keselowski has been a strong running Ford here the last couple of weeks, as RFK has just turned it to a whole nother level. As in these fall races, he has finished 11th or better in the last 5 years. That's just how good he's been running. He finished 4th in the spring race, and then he finished 7th in the fall race of 2022, 2021, 7th again, 2020 was 11th, and then in 2019 he was able to finish 5th, and he was also able to get a victory the race before that. So just overall great performances, and if there's going to be any races that he's going to win, it's either going to be Darlington, Bristol, or Talladega. Talladega number one for me. Bristol maybe second, and then third or Darlington. But with that being said, it should be a solid top five run for Brad Keselowski. I will not be surprised if he leads a few laps here in this event. So those are our top manufacturer drivers. Here are two more top picks that should be running for the victory. I'm going to throw in the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's a very consistent driver here, especially during the fall. He's always had himself a really fast race car. car. Yes, the most recent run here wasn't the greatest, as his average running position was 14th. He was still able to lead 9 laps, and he's also, the year before, he was just running around inside the top 10. So I really don't see things all of a sudden falling apart for Denny Hamlin here in the first race. Consistency is going strong. He may not be the top Toyota, but when you're still the third fastest car out on the racetrack, he's still very valuable. So Denny Hamlin, again, still a good top pick. And the last spot here, I have two drivers in mind, but I'm going to give the slight edge to Kevin Harvick. I don't know why I'm going to go with Kevin Harvick. I just feel like this should be a good race for him. He's going to be the only driver at Stewart Haas Racing that's going to be running in the playoffs. And in the past, even in struggling years, Kevin Harvick has done good at this racetrack. He finished second in the most recent race. He finished fourth in the spring race of 2022. 2021, he was able to finish fifth and sixth. And when the team was dominant, that's where he was getting his victories, which was back in 2020. He's still been able to lead laps, and his average running position has been around the top 10. I feel like Kevin Harvick, if we had to pick his top five racetracks here on the schedule, obviously Phoenix is going to be up there at the top. Maybe you can include a short track maybe here and there. Even then, that's a little bit far-fetched. Maybe he could have some good runs in the mile and a half. So a lot of these are just maybes. Like, we're not 100% sure. One track I am for certain, though, that will be his number two best track, will be right here at Darlington. So, yes, Kevin Harvick, in my eyes, is a good top pick. So those are the top drivers to go for here this weekend that should be running for the victory. We have the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr., the number 24 of William Byron, the number 6 of Brad Keselowski, the number 11 of Denny Hamlin, and the number 4 of Kevin Harvick. Now let's move on to the rest of our top 10. These should be drivers who should get some stage points and be able to consistently run throughout the top 10 throughout the entire race. These will be your like 4th, 5th, maybe even your garage picks. I believe at this point now that it's during the playoffs, the top picks should fill up your 1st, 2nd, and 3rd spots. That's just the smartest way to go because you're going to be using them for 5 races. So it's not like the regular season where you have only about 40% of the races you can use them. It goes up to 50 now. So it may not sound like a lot, but that is a big difference. Anyways, see, these drivers, they should have themselves a decent run here. One driver that I think a lot of people consider to be a top pick, but just missed the cut. That's the number 5 of Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson should still have himself a really good run. It's just, he hasn't been able to finish in the top 10 ever since the next-gen car has debuted here at Darlington. Now, it's not like he's been abysmal. I mean, he's been qualifying inside the top 10, actually 7th or better, in the last 3 races. And he has led 29 laps in the most recent event and 30 laps in the inaugural event. So why are we keeping him off? Just something has been slightly off for that number 5 team here at this race where they're not able to execute their finishes. So I just don't see Kyle Larson being the driver to beat. A lot of people have him as the one in victory lane, and I understand that. If past statistics show, he runs really well at this racetrack. I mean, at one point he had 3 second place finishes in a row. I mean, at one point he was really, really good here. Lately, though, I feel like his accomplishment would be to get a top 5. I feel like William Byron's the stronger Hendrick car out of the two. I feel like the Toyotas will be able to edge out Kyle Larson. And more than likely, you'll see both the Fords that we mentioned in the top picks be able to edge out that number 5 machine. You still should put him as a number 4 pick. Just don't expect him to be a top-tier pick for this weekend. Another driver who should be a pretty good one to rely on, let's include the number 22 of Joey Logano. And the reason why I'm putting Joey Logano right here, even though it hasn't been a spectacular season, I feel like this will be one of his top 3 races here in the playoffs. You're definitely not going to be using the same 8 drivers all the way through. It's just not going to work out. So you need to find out which drivers who you feel like are going to miss the round of 8 and the championship 4 from one point or another. And I feel like this track could be on the side of Joey Logano. In the past, especially during the fall, this is where he really executes solid finishes with a 4th place finish, an 8th place finish, and a 3rd place finish. I don't expect a victory. I don't expect him to win stages, but I do expect a top 10 run out of him. He's in that same spot as Kyle Larson, maybe a step back. Maybe you consider him as a 5th pick or at the very, very minimum, a garage pick. But Joey Logano should be a reliable driver here this week, and hopefully we don't see something like we saw in the spring race of 2023, because that was just abysmal. That was not fun, and it hurt a lot of people, including myself, as far as picking him as a top pick for that weekend. Let's go back to the Toyotas. I noticed we've been talking about the Chevrolets and Fords for the last few picks, and why don't we talk about the number 20 of Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell doesn't seem to be as strong as what we were expecting this year. Now, saying that, we also got to remember that the way he made it into the Championship Four last year was not because of his regular season dominance. It was his playoff dominance. And when his back was up against the wall, that's when the team was able to perform at its best. So I don't think Christopher Bell is going to be an early knockout here in the playoffs. I think he's going to be a sleeper pick once again, because that's kind of the spot he's once again representing here in the playoffs. But he has been one of those drivers who's been the most consistent at scoring top 10s this season. So when I look at his results last year, finishing 6th and 5th, maybe not at that level. I feel like maybe it's going to be a slight step off, maybe more like an 8th or 9th place finish, but that's still good for your 5th spot. So Christopher Bell should be considered one of those drivers to be a valuable pick here this weekend. One that's more of a gambly pick, but has had stronger performances in the past, has been the number 1 of Ross Chastain. Will Ross Chastain cause controversy during the playoffs? God, I hope so, because it's boring when he's not doing it. Because ever since he stopped being controversial, nobody cares anymore. Do you care? I don't think you do. I liked it when Ross Chastain was getting into a fight on pit road with Noah Gragson, or pissing off Denny Hamlin for the 33rd time. That's when he was at his greatest. When he started being more, what's the best term to use? I don't want to say woke or PC. That's just not a fun word to use that everyone gets upset. More safe. How about that? He's been more of a safe driver, and it's affected his results. But here at Darlington, you can't be a safe driver. You have to be aggressive. And I feel like Ross Chastain is going to turn up the burners. Trackhouse Racing needs some wins in the, on their side, whether that is getting a victory or getting some solid finishes here and there. Either way, a step in the right direction will be a major improvement for the team. And the past three races, he's only finished 20th or worse. That's how bad it's been. Now, with that being said, his average running position has been far superior than that. I mean, he finished 29th in the spring race. He led 93 laps, and he had an average running position of fourth. So he has fast cars here. He's just like Martin Truex Jr. Do you feel like he can make it to the finish? Now, Martin Truex Jr. is more than likely going to be the stronger car in this race, so that's why I considered Martin Truex Jr. a top pick. But Ross Chastain should be another driver who should show speed. Keep an eye on him in qualifying. If he's able to make it into the second round, then yes, he will have speed once again. And yes, he should be a good driver here for this race. It's just a matter of whether or not you think he's going to make it to the finish or not. If you have a lot of picks that you feel reliable will make it to the end, then that's when you throw Ross Chastain as your fourth pick or your garage pick, depending on how comfortable you feel with him. But if you have a riskier roster, if you feel like you have a few drivers who haven't been that consistent here at this racetrack, like they have a high ceiling, but they also have a low floor at the same time, then maybe not consider Ross Chastain. But if you're going to be a safer person like I'm more than likely going to be here, I'm still going to gamble on Ross Chastain this weekend. One more spot left here in the pretty good category. Why don't we give it to a driver who was one of the more talked about names at the beginning of the season, but he's kind of fallen off a little bit. And that is the number 8 of Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, we were a little nervous about him in the number 8 car, as he showed speed in the number 18 machine here at Darlington. I mean, remember last year, he led 155 laps before that engine gave out. It was a heartbreaker, absolute heartbreaker. But with that being said, this is still one of his really, really good racetracks. And in the spring race, he was able to finish 7th, average running position of 5th. So the way you can see it almost is even a 7th place finish does not really equal the performance he had that weekend. So Kyle Busch is another one of those guys. If he's able to qualify in the top 12, it should be a great run for him. In the past, this is a really good racetrack for him. I'd say he'd be a great person to put as a number 5 pick. I feel like he's not going to be at the same level as he was during the spring race, but he should be overall still a top 10 car. So those are the drivers in the pretty good category. We have the number 5 of Kyle Larson, the number 22 of Joey Logano, the number 20 of Christopher Bell, the number 1 of Ross Chastain, and the number 8 of Kyle Busch. Now let's look at our gamble category. These are drivers who are more than likely not going to be contenders for the championship. In fact, some of these drivers will be even outside of the playoffs. However, they will be good substitute drivers for some drivers that we feel like are going to be running good in most of the races, but we can't use them every single race, so we got to be smart here. So here are five drivers to potentially take a gamble on this weekend. One driver to really consider is someone from that Toyota camp that, even though I said that Darlington is not one of his stronger racetracks, he has been showing signs that he can run around inside the top 10 from time to time, and that's Bubba Wallace. Now, Bubba Wallace, before then, only had a best finish of 16th, just absolutely abysmal, but he's been able to lead a couple laps in the fall race of 2022, finished 9th, led three laps in the race of the spring race of 2023, finished 5th. I don't know. Could be worth a gamble. He's going to be one of those drivers that you don't have Martin Truex Jr., you don't have Joey Logano, you don't have Kyle Larson or Ross Chastain, drivers that haven't quite shown the most consistent finishes here. That's when you're not going to throw them on there. But let's say you have people like William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, maybe you have Christopher Bell and Kyle Busch, who have been showing signs of more consistency. Well, minus Kyle Busch. Let's not include Kyle Busch. Brad Keselowski. Then Bubba Wallace should be a driver to consider. But other than that, he's definitely a gambling pick. And this is probably going to be a race that's going to prove to us whether or not he can make it into the round of 12 or not. If he struggles in this race, more than likely you can put money on it that he will not be able to advance out of the round of 16. Another playoff driver that's worth a gamble is going to be the number 34, Michael McDowell. I think this is going to be his strongest race here in the round of 16, as he's been able to finish in the top 10 in both of the 2022 races. Now, if he has anything close to the spring race, if you feel like it's going to be anything resembling that, then by all means, stay away from him. He's not going to be a good, reliable pick. The only time you're going to consider him as a good, valuable pick if he's able to qualify inside the top 15, anywhere behind that, like in the 19th position or back in like 20th, then do not trust him at all. I feel like he will be at best maybe a 16th place car, and you do not want that on your fantasy lineup here during the playoffs. But if Michael McDowell can show some speed and he can show some resemblance to what he was able to do in 2022, he will be a valuable driver to rely on and save you some of these picks of these top picks or pretty good drivers that we had mentioned earlier. Now let's include three drivers who are not in the playoffs right now. One is the number 9 of Chase Elliott. I think Chase Elliott is still worth picks from time to time. His fall races have been a little rough. I mean, he hasn't had the strongest finishes. He's usually known for performing well inside the spring race. So he's similar to Bubba Wallace. You want a lot of safer picks on your roster if you want to include Chase Elliott. But if you feel like, oh, you know, he can finally turn things around, he's going to prove to everyone that it was a mistake not putting him in the playoffs, then throw him in. Then throw him in by all means. There is a chance that the Hendrick drivers could absolutely dominate this race. I mean, we were talking about William Byron. We were talking about Kyle Larson. Who's to say Chase Elliott won't be in that mix? It's just shown in the past that he has not been able to finish near the front in these fall races. And then two drivers who are going to be big gambles, but I like to mention their names. One being the number 43 of Erik Jones. Remember, the most recent winner here in this fall race was that 43 machine, and it was an absolute shocker that I think put a smile on a lot of people's faces. He's won this fall race in the past. He has done it before. It was with the number 20 machine. So this is a track that he likes. With that being said, he did finish 25th in the spring race, and the team has been way off compared to what we saw last year. So I don't know. There could be a little bit of discomfort trusting Erik Jones, but if you feel like he can have some resemblance to what we saw last year and you feel like a momentum is huge, especially when a race falls on around the same time as last year, like the Labor Day race obviously is with Darlington, then Erik Jones is worth a gamble, but he's at most a garage pick. And then the last spot I have here, I want to include a driver that I don't think I've included more than like three times this year. Let's include the number 21 of Harrison Burton. I want to include Harrison Burton here in this mix. This seems to be a really good racetrack for him, and he finished 6th in the spring race. Stayed out of trouble, and for the most part was running pretty consistent. If you want to take a huge gamble, if you're in one of those leagues where maybe you have one driver per race and you've used a lot of the playoff drivers, then down here in the group of drivers where it hasn't been the strongest season for them, maybe someone like Harrison Burton can really surprise some people and finish inside the top 10. It's going to be tough for him. This one is going to be a really tough pick. But if he is able to qualify in the top 15, I put him at the same standards as Michael McDowell. He has to qualify in the top 15 to earn a spot on fantasy rosters. If he's not able to do that, then don't consider him. But do remember, in the most recent race here, he was able to finish in the sixth position. So those are the five drivers to take a gamble on. We have the number 23 of Bubba Wallace, the number 34 of Michael McDowell, the number 9 of Chase Elliott, the number 43 of Eric Jones, and the number 21 of Harrison Burton. And now let's look at our featured matchups, where if we get them correctly, we will get 10 points for each one. These matchups here are pretty challenging, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have a hard time deciding on which ones I want to go with. Because the first matchup we have here is the number 11 of Denny Hamlin going up against the number 4 of Kevin Harvick. Oh, man, this is a tough one. I feel like in past races with the next-gen machine, it looks like maybe Kevin Harvick has had the advantage. Let me look back at my stats one last time. But these guys are so close to each other as far as performance goes. So there's been a second-place finish, a fourth-place finish for Kevin Harvick, but there was one finish where he finished 33rd. Of course, that was the fall race, so we got to take that in consideration. And Denny Hamlin finished 12th and 21st in the spring races and finished 2nd in the fall race. That did not help me at all in any shape or form. I want to lean towards more Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin has been showing more consistency, and he tends to be way stronger here in this fall race. I think Kevin Harvick can still have himself a really good run. This one's going to be a really close one, but I'll give the edge over to the number 11 machine of Denny Hamlin. Next matchup here, we got the number 45 of Tyler Reddick going up against the number 20 of Christopher Bell. Now, if it's anything like we see in 2022, he's going to be able to finish 3rd and 2nd. That is Tyler Reddick. And I know I didn't mention him in the pretty good category. I don't know. I feel like the stronger one out of the two will be Bubba Wallace. And it's really weird for me to say that because if the past shows anything, Reddick seems to be a little bit stronger here at Darlington. But something just tells me that the edge we're going to give it to Bubba Wallace as far as teammates go. As far as this race goes, between these guys, I think Christopher Bell is still the better matchup. I feel like Christopher Bell will be running mostly inside the top 10 throughout the entire race unless something happens to him. He's got a brand new pit crew. This pit crew has been more consistent, so I don't think that's going to be a situation that we're going to have to worry about. So Christopher Bell, I'm going to give the advantage of in this matchup over that number 45. Next one, probably the toughest one, the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. going up against the number 24 of William Byron, some of the drivers who many people have considered can be the champion this year. I'm picking William Byron. This is a biased decision, so don't listen to me in any shape or form, but I'm going to go for William Byron over Martin Truex Jr. I mean, if you want to look at stats, I mean, Martin Truex Jr. has been the strongest car, but he has not been the guy who's been able to execute in these races. So that is one thing to consider. With that being said, this is one of William Byron's favorite tracks. So he's been showing strong performances, and he's been able to finish near the front. But Martin Truex Jr. has also been showing strong performances, but not necessarily finishing inside the top 5 like he should. So I'll give it to William Byron. And then the last feature matchup here, we got the number 6 of Brad Keselowski going up against the number 12 of Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney, his goal is to get a top 10. At the best, is a top 10. And I don't really see it happening in this race. I feel like Brad Keselowski is a stronger option to go with. He's just been showing some really solid finishes here in the fall race. Worst finish being 11th in the last 5 years in the fall race of Darlington. I think Brad Keselowski is hands down the best decision here in this featured matchup. So those are the drivers I have. I have Hamlin over Harvick, Bell over Reddick, Byron over Truex Jr., and Keselowski over Ryan Blaney. And that is our fantasy picks here for this weekend at Darlington Raceway. And that will just about wrap up today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening, as hopefully you guys get to, at the very least, enjoy Labor Day weekend, as there should be a lot of fun activities. I know where I'm at, it's going to be rainy all weekend, so I might be inside for the most part. However, there is a cook-off going on throughout the entire weekend, so I may have to go get some barbecue One of these days, we shall see. But for the most part, I'm mostly going to be keeping track of all the NASCAR stuff. If you want to watch the Darlington race, it will be held on Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. It will be on the USA Network. The green flag should drop around 6:19 p.m. Eastern, so you don't want to miss it. It should be a really, really good race, as Darlington has been one of the top races each year for the last couple of years. So it's going to be a fun one here. Again, USA Network, 6 p.m. Eastern time at Darlington Raceway. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Just look up Vanilla Wafers. I will pop up on all four of those social media platforms. YouTube, I'll be posting all my picks all the way to the championship pick here momentarily. I might just redo the episode I recorded because I listened back to it and I'm talking like an auctioneer the entire time. I'm basically to the point of, yeah, I don't think the number 23 of Bubba Wallace is not going to be a good pick. I'm going to be putting him in the round of 16, and then I'm going to be putting the number 45 of Tyler Reddick into the round of 12, and then the other one of the number 24 of William Byron, he will be the champion. That's how I feel like I talked in that. So I will relook at that. But if you do want to watch that, it will be on YouTube. So look up at Vanilla Wafers there, as we are almost at 5,500 subscribers there. Just momentum after momentum going on that channel. It's been a lot of fun. If you want to support some of my other friends, Johnny on the Track just posted his podcast, which I was a part of, where we made our championship picks there. And the great thing about Johnny is he can get people together for his podcast. I have not been as fortunate as him. I have a hard time getting people to be committed to this podcast. It is what it is. I still love doing these episodes, whether it's with people or by myself. So again, Vanilla Wafers, or if you want to watch my buddy Johnny's latest episode, it's Johnny on the Track. Instagram and TikTok, they're the same videos. If you want to watch those, it's at Vanilla Wafers 33 for Instagram and at Vanilla Wafers 44. It's short NASCAR videos. It's all NASCAR related, NASCAR trivia, NASCAR card openings. All that fun stuff can be found on those channels. And if you want to talk to me during race day, Twitter's the best spot. Reach me there at VanillaWafers33. But you know what? We're going to wrap up things right there. Hopefully you guys are ready for the playoffs. I certainly am. So with that being said, I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I have been able to take you to the front of the field. So why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.